What's happening locally? The news.
Let us have a look, shall we, for this Monday morning, some of the local news stories. Attracting new business, encouraging investment and promoting tourism, not only in Panama City but also in the interior of the country, is the new line of action of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, which announces that it is joining forces and forming alliances with other associations such as Fedecámaras and the Chambers of Commerce of Chiriquí and other provinces. In the statement that was issued by the CCIAP Chamber of Commerce, the president of the association, that's Juan Alberto Arias Strunz, indicated that they have designed an action plan aimed at strengthening the relationship between the chamber and those in the interior of the country, which together make up the Federation of Chambers of Commerce of the Republic of Panama, Fedecámaras. We seek to align our actions with other associations of productive activities throughout the national territory, or sharing the purpose of seeking national well-being, said Arias Strunz. They announced the holding of business meetings, for example, in Chiriquí, to promote the tourist destination based on the tourist brands Panama, Live for More, and Discover Chiriquí. The president of the Panamanian Chamber of Commerce said that they will visit the province of Chiriquí in August to hold meetings with other chambers of commerce and productive associations in the different districts and communities of that region. The objective is to share experiences, analyze challenges, weaknesses and threats, and transform them into real opportunities that allow us to advance together towards development. It was explained that this approach will not be limited to Chiriquí. We plan to replicate these actions in other regions of the interior of the Republic. For years, Panama has concentrated its investments in the Transisthmian Axis. However, to promote long-term sustainable development, it is imperative that our strategy focuses on transversal actions that promote the comprehensive growth of the country, not just of the one sector or one region. The National Police announced that it has begun investigations into a hit-and-run case in the Anton District, involving a vehicle in which the former director of that security body, this is Commissioner John Dornheim, was travelling. It's reported that in the incidents that occurred on the night of Saturday, the 20th of July, on the Inter-American Highway near the cyclist bridge in the district of Anton, the pedestrian who was hit unfortunately lost his life. Attempts were made to contact former National Police Director John Dornheim, but he had yet to respond to La Prensa. Some 57 people were verified this Saturday on Colon Island in the province of Bocas del Toro by agents of the National Migration Service. Of that group, 5 foreigners are staying illegally in the country, all of them with expired stays, and the entity detailed this in a statement. The foreigners were summoned, according to the Director of Migration, Roger Mojica Rivera, and these field actions are now continuing and respond to instructions from the executive. Mojica recalled that migration must comply with 3 precepts. It must be orderly, safe, and regular. In the first 2 weeks of management, the entity carried out operations in Panama City with the objective of identifying foreigners without proper papers. In total, they have reviewed the status of 447 foreigners, of which 152 had pending citations. Last week, Health Minister Fernando Boyd Galindo visited Dr. José Renan Esquivel at the Children's Hospital and noted the overcrowding in its current facilities. The Children's Hospital is a structure that was built back in 1947 and since 2004 has had many problems regarding overcrowding. During his visit to the hospital, he met with the institution's medical director, Paul Gallardo, and this was to discuss the execution of the new Children's Hospital project, which is nearly now 50% complete. The meeting also addressed issues related to financing, human resources and equipment for the project. Boyd Galindo explained that the project is progressing according to the planned schedule, with an estimated delivery date of December of the year 2025, or possibly early 26. The work, which has a cost of $443.8 million, is being carried out by the company Acciona S.A. Gallardo said that the company in charge of the construction works, even on weekends to meet the estimated deadline, the Minister of Health, accompanied by Vice Minister Manuel Zambrano and authorities of the Children's Hospital, visited the different care rooms to learn about the current situation of the hospital and explore mechanisms to strengthen the services offered to the population. Well, the Ministry of Health reported 812 cases of tuberculosis, an infectious disease caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and this has been between January and July of this year. Most cases are concentrated in the metropolitan region and in Bocas del Toro. Last year, 1,954 cases of tuberculosis were recorded, with the metropolitan region accounting for the highest number of cases, with 490. The head of the Tuberculosis Control Section of the Health Department of the Ministry of Health, Edwin Ayazapura, indicated that in order to put an end to the disease, it is crucial to raise awareness among the affected population about the importance of completing the treatment in order to be cured. Edwin Ayazapura therefore urged patients who have a persistent cough for more than 15 days, fever, night sweats and weight loss to come to the facilities to receive a timely diagnosis, start treatment and break the chain of transmission. He mentioned that the Ministry of Health has free molecular tests for the diagnosis of the disease, which also now detecting if there is any resistance to treatment or specific medications. These tests are performed on patients with risk factors, such as those with HIV, those deprived of liberty, or those who have already been treated for tuberculosis or other immunosuppressive diseases. And a group of Panamanian children triumphed and stood out in the World Mental Calculation Championship held on the 20th of July in Madrid, Spain. Of the delegation of 63 children, 49 managed to climb onto the champions' podium, highlighting Panama as a power in mental calculation. These children, aged just between 5 and 13, faced the challenge of solving 70 arithmetic operations in just 5 minutes, competing against more than 700 children from around the world. This was the first time that Panama sent such a large delegation to the competition. The 63 participants were selected through a national competition in which 400 children from all over the country participated. Isn't that great? And congratulations, I tell you what, I've actually even got a motto for you. Panama, you can count on us. And that's it. There we go. There's a look at some of the stories. Not so much happening over the weekend here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for this morning's programme.